I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. He yells at people on the street and she'd probably follow Dorinda into traffic. It's Watch What Happens Live with Sarah Paulson and Billy Eichner now. What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in our L.A. Bravo Clubhouse on Shotsky Night with two American Horror Story stars who are so talented that, frankly, it kind of scares me. My first guest is a Housewives super duper fan who is currently starring in the new M. Night Shyamalan movie called Glass, which is great news since I'm generally a fan of things that come in a glass and hers. Welcome back, Sarah Paulson. Hey! The reason that you no longer feel safe on the sidewalk, however, his performance in the Netflix show Friends from College is anything but pedestrian. Say hi to the hilarious and brilliant Billy Eichner. Woo! Hey, Billy. Great to see you. I've been really looking forward to this.
That's the point, Billy.
No,
Friends night.
Yes.
It's really fun. Good. And you two are legitimately great buddies.
We
like each other.
We do.
I like people who like each other. Over at the bar, speaking of liking each other, here to help me share my booze are two model brothers who I assume also share the gene that gives you great pecs. Say hi to Davey and Dusty Fisher. Hey, guys. You are brothers. Oh, wow. I like that move. You are brothers. You are not twins. Are you both single? Are either of you single?
I'm pretty much as single as it gets.
I'm happily girlfriended. Okay, very good. Good to know.
Single as it gets.
Just so we knew. We just wanted to get that out of the way. I want to get started. Speaking of Jersey with their fitness competitions the next day, Teresa and Frankie went tanning together. I don't know. How do you two think it went? They look good,
they
right?
Look really tan.
Super, super Jersey tan.
Yeah. She's so blonde, Teresa.
She's very blonde.
Yeah.
She's gotten very blonde.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Billy, you were on The Bachelor last week.
I was.
Yes, he was. I don't really watch The Bachelor, Sarah Paulson. But I have a speed round of questions. On a scale of 1 to 10, how attractive do you find Colton?
I think Colton is super hot. I would say 8.
Wow.
9.
Does him being a virgin make him more attractive to you?
No, I don't care about that at all.
If ABC
him being straight makes him more attractive.
Oh, really?
No, actually, that's not true.
Oh, okay.
But we don't know if he's straight. Well, I guess he's straight. Anyway, keep going.
Was there anything that he did that make you question his sexuality?
No, actually.
Okay.
No.
Well, he hasn't done it with a girl.
That doesn't mean I got a lot of flack on Twitter.
Okay.
No.
If ABC offered you the chance to be the first gay bachelor, would you do it?
Oh, I brought that up joking on Twitter. I think a gay season of The Bachelor is something that should happen.
Absolutely. Right.
I think it would, definitely. I think it would open up a lot of hearts and minds among people who don't necessarily see gay relationships on TV all the time. Do I want to be the gay bachelor? I don't know about that.
Did you chat at all with Colton about his virginity?
Yeah, didn't you watch the episode?
I didn't see it, sweetie.
No, sweetie. I know. I did ask him about that. I brought up potentially being gay. I suggested that if he saves his virginity and then marries someone, and then that they don't have good sexual chemistry, what happens then?
That's divorce.
Know, something to consider.
Divorce.
Oh, we're dealing with that on Jersey Housewives, actually. Okay, thank you for indulging me. While we wait for your questions for Sarah and Billy to come in, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, even though both of my guests starred on American Horror Story Apocalypse, the Jersey drama down in Mexico was so chilling that even they might pee their pants a little bit. We made it into a horror movie. Watch.
Teresa, we got you a gift because you are very strong.
So please open it.
It's real, by the way.
Did you guys know my brother's a jeweler? Would have came out better if my
brother did.
And you know what? That's ugly. Sorry.
What? That's actually not bad nice. Manners.
And I have
bad manners.
I own it.
Seriously? Something is wrong with her.
Baby, I am on point like nobody's business. Yeah?
Really? So she can lip line.
Jealous much?
Yes. Looks like a monkey's asshole.
Yes, a monkey's asshole. That is
wrong.
I lost my appetite.
All right, here's what. Go to WWHL.TV and tell us whose side are you on, Jennifer or Margaret? If you call someone a monkey's asshole, if you say that their lip liner makes their lips look like a monkey's asshole, that's
bad. It's low.
Yeah.
It's as low as it gets.
Looks like the audience is firmly on Margaret's side there. All right, 95%. Second, as a diehard Housewife fan and all-around nice person, I bet Sarah would never want to play favorites between wives, but I'm about to throw those rules out the window, even though our clubhouse technically doesn't have any. Here's what. The heads of your most favorite wives are bobbing beneath you. I have questions. You pick your answers between Bethany Frankel, Teresa Giudice, Lisa Rinna, Erica Jane, and Jill Zarin.
My favorite? Oh,
yeah, I know, exactly, because Dorinda's not in there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so just pick among these. Who would you choose to room with on a girls' trip of this group?
Erica Jane.
Okay. Who is most likely to be on the receiving end of your wine toss?
None of them.
Who would you most want to smoke weed with?
Jill Zarin.
Who has the most enviable wardrobe?
Bethany.
Most likely to make you cry?
Bethany.
Who would you offer a cameo in your next film?
Bethany.
Who would you trust the least with a secret?
Jill Zarin.
Who would make the best politician?
Erica Jane.
Thank you very much. Finally, maybe it's because they've worked together, or maybe it's just my open Fresquilla bar, but Sarah and Billy seem truly in sync in every way. But are they as in sync as they seem? Here's what. It's time for When Co-Stars Align.
Oh.
I'm going to ask some pop culture questions, count to three, and you say your answers at the exact same time.
Okay.
I will count to three. Do not say your answers until I do so. Which actress is a better leading lady? Meryl Streep or Jessica Lange? 1, 2, 3.
Meryl Streep!
Okay.
Wow.
Which season of American Horror Story is the supreme? Cult or Apocalypse? 1, 2, 3.
Cult.
Okay. Which Broadway star is more of a legend? Bernadette Peters or Patti LuPone? 1, 2, 3. Oh my God!
I saw Bernadette Drive last night.
You saw Patty in
like
London.
Like 2 weeks ago.
I know. Oh my God, poor Billy. Okay,
I'm sorry,
Patty LuPone.
I'm sorry, Jessica.
Who should win the Oscar? Glenn Close or Lady Gaga?
Oh.
1, 2, 3.
Glenn Close.
Longevity.
Okay.
Listen, it's complicated.
Yes.
They're both so talented.
Yes. Which View panelist is your favorite? Whoopi or Joy? 1, 2, 3.
Whoopi.
Okay. Which is a better movie? Big or A League of Their Own? 1, 2, 3.
Big!
The Preacher's Wife.
Okay. Who would you rather, Prince William or Prince Harry?
Oh.
1, 2, 3.
Harry.
Okay. Which queen is the most exquisite, RuPaul or Lady Bunny? 1, 2, 3. Three.
RuPaul.
But it's lady, not lady legendary, bunny. Legendary, Lady Bunny. Legendary.
Which pop icon is the bigger icon?
Don't you dare.
Madonna or Cher?
Oh!
One, two, three.
Cher!
Madonna!
Okay. Sorry.
Which festival is a bigger joke, Fire or Coachella? One, two, three.
What is the other one? I don't know what it is.
Thank you very much for
playing. Thank you.
Good job.
That was exciting.
That Jessica Lange one's going to get me was, in some hot
water. That was very
That's
exciting.
That's going to get me in That's some hot bad. Water. Everyone on all the fans on Twitter of the show are going to be like, you just sold your child. It's going
to
be horrible.
James Bradford tweeted, Billy, what would it take to get him to go full frontal in an upcoming show or movie?
Not much, right? Money? You do that for the right thing.
I'm an actor, and I would do it for the right role, Andy. Money, a lot of money.
Sarah, Chris JPM said, Sarah Paulson is an accomplished celebrity impersonator. Can she do an impression of Billy Eichner?
No.
No.
She's being nice. I bet she could.
I don't think I could.
Really?
No.
You could do like a Billy on the Street impression, probably.
Yeah, I could just go around and start screaming at everybody.
No, there's a lot more nuance
than
that.
I know. It's true.
That's not what it is.
It's true.
By the way, great to see you, Margaret. The necklace that you guys gave Teresa was gorgeous tonight.
I thought it was fabulous also. We took a lot of time picking it out. Jennifer said, you know, she was into it. Like, I'm going to buy Teresa costume jewelry. I mean, cut me a break.
Right. How much was that necklace?
It was $2,000.
Right. Well, that was very nice.
Yeah, it was all real diamonds and everything. And Jennifer did stiff me for the money.
And the whole time that you were at the meal, were you thinking the lip liner looks like a monkey's ass?
It was, you know, it was her lips with the liner when she was like bringing, sticking them in my face, going, mm-hmm. I was like, it was so freaky. And that's just what came to my mind. You know,
there
when
you
monkeys
go.
Are showing off.
Yes.
They bent over
that's
and showed
the
their...
first yes. thing that came to your mind.
Yes.
It was either that or a crime scene, you know, with that lip liner.
Right.
And it was just when the monkeys bend over, they show their
We got muscles. It.
You got it.
Thank you, Margaret. I want to go to some phone calls. Denise from Kansas with a question for Sarah Paulson, starring in Glass. What's your question, Denise?
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Andy. Congratulations and mazel on the baby to Sarah.
Thanks.
What was the last text that you sent to Rihanna?
Oh, last text message you sent to Rihanna.
I think I was congratulating her on a Fenty venture.
Yes. Oh my God, I love.
and she replied.
Do you have a boisterous text relationship with her, or do you wonder whether you're gonna get one back?
Yes.
Yes.
And there was actually a time when she sent me a text from a new number when she had this whole. There's a new number that came out,
okay.
And I was totally convinced that it was not her. I was like, yeah. And she was like, that was me. Why didn't you write me back?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's, that score, Billy, Greg D. wants to know how you would describe meeting Mariah Carey in 3 words.
Oh, I met her very briefly. Lovely, self-aware, and very... friendly.
Okay. Looked like you were doing something with your boobs there.
Well,
Hannah W. wants to know if you've watched Lindsay Lohan's new MTV reality show.
Dying to. Have not done it.
I saw the original foreign language version. So the English version, I don't know. You know.
Sarah Lily Lai wants to know when you're shooting the next season of American Crime Story.
That is unknown to me.
Unknown to you.
Yeah.
Billy Blair G, who is the one person who continually turned down an invite to appear on Billy on the Street?
We are still working on our old friend Meryl Streep.
You are? Really?
Yeah.
It has not been a I'll never do it.
Okay.
It just has not happened yet. And hopefully one day it will.
I hope it does. I'll never forget you bartending when she was here on Watch What Happens Live.
Yes, this is my 12th time on this show.
I love it.
One of those appearances I bartended when Meryl was the guest. You were the first talk show to have me on when Billy on the Street started, so thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I love that. Let's go to Heather from Chicago. Hey, Heather, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love you. My question is for Billy.
Okay.
I wanted to ask him what he has to say to all the haters that think The Lion King is not a true live-action movie.
What do I have to say? Oh, I'm in the remake of The Lion King that's coming out. I do a voice in it. The haters? I didn't know people were just hating on The Lion King already.
It's me, Billy. It's me. I did all of it.
You are such a purist when it comes to The Lion King.
It's true. I really want...
I don't know. Like, Disney calls it live action. I don't want to step on their toes. It is an animated movie. I personally don't see it as live action. It is hyper-realistic animation, and I've seen parts of it, and it is gorgeous.
Have you met Beyoncé?
I have not, but I do sing with her in the movie.
Will there be a... Excuse Me is right.
Yes.
So are you going to have, like, a... Like a collective recording session?
Probably not.
Oh.
I play Timon, and Timon and Pumbaa start singing Can You Feel the Love Tonight, and then it segues into Beyoncé and Donald Glover singing it.
Wow.
Well, yeah. I think you should do it together.
Haters have to say about that?
Let's go to Alexandria from Massachusetts. Hey, Alexandria, what's your question?
Hi, Sarah. I just want to say, first and foremost, you are an ethereal being, but secondly, what inspiration have you taken from The Housewives?
Oh,
have you taken any in any roles? American Horror Story, anything?
No, but I do play a character in The Goldfinch that has a bit of a Housewives look.
Really?
Some of the pictures that we were choosing hair-wise and outfit-wise.
Oh my God, I didn't realize you're in The Goldfinch.
Yeah, I play Xandra.
Are you kidding me?
I was
just recommending that book last night.
Isn't it the greatest book?
It's the greatest
book. Have you read the book?
I have not. I don't read.
Oh.
Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
I don't read.
Hi, this is Terry from Rockford.
Hey, what's your question?
My question's for both guests.
Okay.
I'm curious, what did you guys learn behind the scenes from Joan Collins on the set of American Horror Story?
Yes, I'm curious, too.
You worked with her more than I did.
Okay.
Yeah, is that true? Weren't you on the plane with her?
No, I'm in that scene, but shot separately.
Mm. Yeah. What can I say? She's the most glamorous. I mean, didn't you find her to be the most glamorous person
she's amazing.
On the planet?
Incredibly down to earth.
Really down to earth, and I like the way she hugs. She hugs with a kind of like chest slam. It's like a, it's like a, hello, darling, and it's like an aggressive chest hug, and I really like it.
And
Sandra Bernhardt has a funny story of she saw her somewhere, and she went in to kiss her, and Joan said, oh, you're a kisser. Oh, Leslie Grossman tweeted and said, hey, Andy, please ask Sarah and Billy how they will ever top working with me and how much they learn from me and how I continue to give them lots of acting tips. 17 Days tweeted, question
David.
For Billy and Sarah, favorite Cher acting
role? That's my friend David
That's
Russell.
That's David Russell. Hi, David. For me, it's a weird one.
Okay, go.
It's Mermaids.
She's excellent.
Well, but I think of all the one, you know, she didn't win a statue for it, but I love her performance in Mermaids.
Moonstruck, obviously, but also Mask.
Yes, I know. Oh, yeah, Mask is really good.
Right. Yes, it's amazing.
My choice is better because it's more obscure. I mean, I don't know why it's a competition.
See, with
it's
Mussolini,
a competition.
I beat you.
what about the movie where she was in the courtroom?
Suspect.
Yes. Yeah. Classic.
Silkwood.
Silkwood.
We've named
Silkwood.
Them all.
Silkwood.
All right. We named them all.
No, yes. Silkwood is the one. Holly Pellicker.
Come back to the Five and Dime. It's time for my Mazel of the Day, and it goes to the news that Anthony Scaramucci has left the Celebrity Big Brother house early. You know, here I thought spending time trapped in a room with a bunch of backstabbing has-beens would be right in his wheelhouse. Tonight, Shackle goes to the news that Bethany's fish allergy is being triggered on yet another flight with cooked salmon being served to passengers. You know, this is ridiculous. Okay, I have two questions. This is true. Who wants to eat fish on an airplane?
Ever.
And we've been trying to figure out who is in charge of the catering on all of the flights that Bethany has been taking. Oh, it's Jill and Carol are doing that. That was a little inside. Sarah got that.
I really got it. Right,
the powerhouse in pigtails got it too.
That's
Thank
really
you,
good.
Margaret. I appreciate
who
it.
Who eats the fish on an airplane?
Well, I'll tell you who doesn't.
Bethany
doesn't. Frankel. Yeah. I want to thank Sarah, Billy, Davey, Dusty, and Margaret for being here. Hey, everybody, it's Andy with Sarah Paulson. The movie is Glass in theaters now. Billy Eichner's show, Friends Through College, is on Netflix. Can stream season 2 now. Davey and Dusty Fisher are models. Yes. I have to assume. Now, do you guys have a joint Instagram account or separate accounts?
Separate.
Separate.
Yeah,
okay.
Separate, yeah. Sorry. Joint would be crazy.
That's fine. Yeah, right. Exactly. And what is the ab work like on a general day?
It's kind of ends up being a lot of like donuts.
No, come on.
Yeah. Seriously.
Don't be that guy. You know you're crunching every day.
Are either of you over 26?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wow. All right. Very good.
Donuts.
By the way, did you see the two movies that came before Glass?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes.
Had you seen them before you read the script for Glass?
I said yes to doing the movie without having read the script for Glass.
Because you love them so much.
I am that desperate.
let's go to Jesse from Rhode Island. Hey, Jesse, what's your question?
Hey, my question is for both Sarah and Billy. What can we expect from the next season of American Horror Story?
We got nothing.
Okay, you can't say.
We can't say.
But do you know?
We do know.
Okay.
We know a little.
Great.
Okay, good. Next call. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Uh-oh. Hi, my name's Chris. I'm calling from L.A.
Hey, Chris, what's
Andy,
your question?
Sarah, Billy, I love all of you. My question's for Billy. I wanted to know, are you single?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, I am single, yeah.
Okay. What app do you have the most success on?
None of them. The apps are terrible. I hate the apps.
Are you on Raya?
I'm not, because I don't think there are many gay guys on Raya.
There are some.
I don't know.
Why are you on there?
Let me tell you. No, just kidding. I'm not on Raya.
Did you meet Holland on Raya?
I did not. Can you imagine? That'd be sort of horrible.
Where did you meet her?
It's a long story. We met a very, very long time ago.
You did.
I was with someone else. She was.
Right. Too, and then you came together.
And then there was like a Twitter thing that happened.
Wow.
Really?
We were doing a thing at Martha Plimpton's house. It was for an organization that she was working with, and we were both doing a little PSA for it, and we sort of breezed by one another and then started following each other on Twitter, and then...
Wow.
So Holland Taylor slid into your DMs?
She actually did.
Wow.
I love that.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's awesome. Ricky Martin met his husband on Instagram DMs.
Is that true?
Yeah, he told me
that. Listen.
I met Megan Mullally, so...
Next call. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Megan Mullally. Hello?
Hey, caller.
Hello? Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Andy, congratulations on the baby. Billy Eichner,
you
are hysterical. Sarah Paulson, you are everything. My question is for Sarah. Does James McAvoy smell as good as he looks?
He does indeed. He does indeed.
Wow.
He's a delicious human being.
Do you have love scenes in the film?
I don't. I have brainiac love.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
I'm using my brain.
Mind meld.
Mind meld, yeah.
Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name's Alfred and I'm calling from El Paso, Texas.
I love an Alfred. What's your question?
Hi, my question is for Sarah. I wanted to know if you could play someone else's role from any of the previous American Horror Story seasons. Who would you like to have played?
That's a good
question. I think I would have liked to play Sister Jude, which was season 2, Jessica's character.
Wow.
Anything Jessica did, probably.
When was the last time you talked to Marcia Clark?
A couple months ago.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, we still talk.
I want to ask the powerhouse in pigtails. First of all, I'm glad you wore the pigtails tonight.
Thanks.
I absolutely love it. It's good to see them back.
Yes.
Second of all,
they were on hiatus just for like a few weeks.
What do you, you've been on the show. We're in our second season of you on the show. What's the best and worst part about being on the show?
The best,
there's no worse part. The best part is you get to meet amazing people. I get to be with the girls. I get to be snarky without too much backlash. You know, the things I want to say to my family, I can, so I can take it out on everybody else.
Yeah.
There's really, there's not a horrible part for me. I enjoy it.
That's good.
I'm lucky that way.
Who's the best person you've met as a result of it?
You could say me. It's, you could tell, I mean, I know
Sarah and Billy.
You want the truth? Yeah. It sounds so kisses. It's you. I was dying to meet you to start out with, so way before I was on the show.
Aww.
That's nice.
You didn't say me.
I want to thank Margaret, Sarah, Billy, and the boys. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.